Blog Talk Radio.
Reached your host, Kareem Ali, with the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction. I know we're airing late and live at 8:30 in Atlanta, Georgia. We decided to try to take advantage of someone that we have been trying to chase down for several months, and we're able to run them down and make sure that we had an opportunity to interview them so that everyone will really know that this young lady exists in the world today. And we also have our director, Nadine Levy, with us as well. And we also have Marguerite Gardner from Spelman College, who is an attorney that is doing some research. I'm sorry, that she's studying to be an attorney at Spelman College and is involved in some environmental policies right now. What I wanted to do was basically just kind of let everyone know that we just got back from Washington, D.C. With the Green Institute from Wider Opportunity for Women, and certainly to congratulate the 10 participants that participated in the Institute, and that's going to run a one-year program in the four areas of the country. The list of those individuals will be posted on the website. We had an opportunity to meet with quite a bit of our congressmen and women and senators, and as well as working with Wider Opportunity for Women, we were able to talk with the Department of Labor, as well as some of the individuals who work with the workforce investment. One of the things that the coalition is very proud of is having a very, very strong visual figurehead as the head of the coalition. And we certainly want to thank Marguerite Gardner with BCCI in being coerced to be on this interview tonight. And certainly want to thank Nadine Levy from Upbuild Design to actually be coerced to be on this interview tonight. We're going to really what we want to call a roundtable discussion with Marguerite Gardner, who is the CEO of BCCI of Chicago, and she has offices in Washington, D.C., Georgia, and Alabama currently at the time, and has been one of only one woman that has African-American descent has built a Walmart and a Sam's Club in the United States. And we want to welcome her. And we appreciate both of them being coerced to being on the call tonight. And I certainly appreciate this little roundtable discussion. Today is just going to be a 25-minute show. We're going to kind of move very, very thoroughly through the show to make sure that everyone understands the vision, goals of Marguerite Gardner, as well as a woman's particular personal goals and then her corporate social responsibility that she has placed as part of her mission with her staff and buddy that she does work with. And then we're also looking at a second generation of ownership with her daughter, hopefully taking the role of CEO when she graduates from the collegiate ranks, and then we have a bill design as Nadine Livy. I want to welcome every one of you all to the show. It's going to be as less painful as possible, but I certainly want to thank everyone. Please let everybody know your name, and I'm just going to pass the table around.
Thank you, Madam Rima. It's always a pleasure to join you, and I did not have to be coerced tonight. I just want you to know that I just come as a willing servant, and I am just humbled to be a part of this group and a part of this conversation this evening. As I shared with Madam Karima, it's just a factor of in the state of the economy that we're experiencing right now. Many of us are in survival mode, especially in the construction industry, where we've typically had the luxury of having a particular niche. And in this particular environment, when construction tightens, you have a lot of the majority contractors that typically will not build in our niche coming into our niche in order to take an increased backlog. So that puts us as small emerging contractors into what is called survival mode. So, you know, like Maslow's first level of need is a physiological need. So we've been in survival, just making sure we can keep the doors open, bread on the table, and I'm not even talking about cheese and eggs. I'm just talking about an egg or two every once in a while. So I'm sure that many of you all that are out there and as entrepreneurs understand our passion and our commitment. But, you know, our philosophy at Broadway Consolidated Companies, and once again, I am Margaret Garner, President and CEO of Broadway Consolidated Companies, and very happy to be a part of the National Association of Women of Color in Construction. It's just everything is about timing. It's about opportunity, and our passion has always been a portion of our philosophy that it's more about bricks and mortar. And I think that's where we have been so engaged with Karima, and just have fell in love with her even before we had the opportunity to meet her, just through dialogue and through our the same passion that we have for the community about being able to build bridges and make a difference in our communities. And we're not looking for anybody to give us anything. We're all about being a part of a solution to black-on-black crime, being a part of a solution to be able to create opportunities for other small trade entrepreneurs, subcontractors to be able to participate on the projects that we build. We're talking about being able to recruit children from young men and young women from historical black colleges and be able to give them mentoring advice and let them know there are other opportunities out here. And if we just take a little portion of being able to take care of our own, we can make a difference in our community. That's our passion. And you know what? And if we can do that, and if we are doing the right thing, even though we're in survival mode, we're going to be okay, because God is going to know what we're doing, and we know that we're in survival mode, but God's going to make a way for us to take care of ourselves and to be able to take care of others, because that's the passion, and to me, that's really what it's all about. It's about being able to make a difference and be able to be a role model throughout this process. So I'm very excited to be here tonight. I look forward to any questions on the dialogue, and I share with my sisters, Madam Karina, and Madam Nadine, who is just an inspiration for me, an inspiration also for my daughter, because it takes a village, you know. And my daughter needs to understand that there are other strong black women that have missions and passion for community, and they're entrepreneurs, and she needs to see that not just through me, but through others. And that's what we need to do for our children to be able to have a level of exposure that they can dare to dream, and if they know if they pursue the right education and the right skills and keep God first in their lives, that there's an opportunity that only exists in America for us to be the best we can be, and we can make it happen here. So at this point, I thank you, and I'm so humbled to be here with you tonight, and I want to turn it over to Sister Nadine Levy right now. Sister Nadine.
Good night, everyone. Nadine Levy. I'm the senior principal of Upbuild Design LLC. We're an architectural design firm in Metro Atlanta, and it is my pleasure to be here as well. Part of the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction, We had a wonderful time, very informative visit to Washington, D.C. over the last few days to the Green Institute, which focuses on generating real economic equity now. It was a roundtable boot camp that looked at various programs throughout the country, various regions, north, south, east, and west, various groups and nonprofits interested in providing wider opportunities for women and underrepresented populations to get into the non-traditional career groups, such as construction, science and technology, green jobs, et cetera. It was refreshing to see the passion of everyone in there, of the speakers, and also the opportunities that exist. And as Margaret Gardner says, as another small business in survival mode, it's refreshing to know that, to see that if we come together, if we unite, there's enough passion, there are enough people who are interested in pursuing the same goals, so we can get this done. And as we come out of this recession, we can come out with a new business model where there is much more equity and economic equity, which is the important part, because it's time for us in our communities to build a generational legacy of wealth. We need to have something to pass on to our next generation, and that's my passion.
Okay. As we continue the roundtable discussion, uniquely what I wanted everyone to know is that in our industry, there has been a lack of qualified African-American women-owned firms. And in this roundtable discussion, we've been networking, talking this afternoon kind of candidly about the markets in which both these very respected businesses have developed a niche. And Nadine is a licensed lead architect, one of 210 African-American females in the United States, female architects in the United States. And then we have Margaret Gardner, who has leveraged relationships on a public and private level to work within different regions of the country, and has expressed to us about building capacity and allowing our youth and our infill of people in low income levels of living conditions that could express a way of getting into the construction industry. The most critical thing is that as the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction, it is crucial that as a organization, we network with other organizations that are pre-existing, that are the youth and the leadership of our community. I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that Margaret Gardner has a little mini-me that that is has expressed a lot of interest in working with youth within different programs throughout the country. And wanted to share with everyone about one of the programs that she has, which is called Skirts. I'm going to allow her a moment to talk to you all about Skirts.
Hello, everyone. Again, my name is Marguerite Garner. I am currently a junior at Spelman College, where I am involved with an organization called Skirts, which is Sisters Keeping It Real Through Service, which is a community service organization where we focus on young women and basically have an opportunity to be role models for these young women in growing up and mentoring and doing different programs. Some of the upcoming programs that we have are community fairs going on, a scholarship banquet. We do mentoring weekly at Kennedy Middle School with our mini skirts, with our younger proteges that we hope to inspire. And and definitely illustrating the importance of staying in school and that being a young woman isn't just what you see on in videos and on television, but they're the young women that are us, that are African Americans, that are going to STEM and that are on their grind for a higher education. So. Yeah.
Okay, so we certainly wanted to make sure that we let everyone know around the country that our youth and our young women are reaching back and into communities that are disadvantaged and have the passion without any incentive to reach and build their communities because they are our future. This is the young leadership. Margaret is also one of the Youth Build Chair for our Youth Build program, and that's a part of our wing of the black colleges in the United States, and she attends one of the black colleges here in Atlanta, and we certainly appreciate the chapter in which they have established, and I think it's a very good way of convincing people that go online and listen to our radio show that there is diversity. There's capacity building within our organizations in order to reach into our communities and address our issues because we are the only ones who can address our issues and solve our own problems. It is time for us to take the lead and be the change, as President Obama has said. And we've always known this. And as far as our industry is concerned, construction is something that, 20 years ago or less than 20 years ago, our young black men were the carpenters. They were the journeymen. They were the concrete finishers, the electricians here throughout the country. It's a hard time for us to take back our communities, rebuild it, and build sustainability and stabilize our communities and our families. And we're so happy to have had somebody else to walk in the room who represents from a different standpoint. We don't hold it against him. We want to welcome him and thank him for being a part of the National Coalition of Women in Construction. This gentleman sent us an email months ago, and I myself personally am one of the folks who looked up the emails and had to make a decision on whether or not did we have anything for him to do for us, and he still had been in our minds and in our hearts and has really touched us and has given us a very strong vision and protection because of the fact that we are women involved in the construction industry. And he's also a co-author of a book that revolves into the construction industry. I apologize for not knowing the name, but he represents one of the largest law firms in construction in the Southeastern region. And we want to welcome him to the show and thank him. And I'll let you all introduce, I'm going to introduce Eon Clark.
Yes, my name is Eon Clark, and I'm an attorney with Smith Curry Hancock. And I just want to, let everyone know that I am there to support the National Coalition and do all that I can to ensure that they are a voice and a force to be reckoned with as they continue to move forward in the vision and the progress and the things that they have already set in their hearts to do.
Okay. And as we know, the attorneys really are never shortfall, but we did take them off guard, and we want to thank everyone. But just to get into the discussion, we have a few minutes into the show. I want to just kind of engage everyone into what their personal opinions are. I'm not going to pass the scenario around, but I just want everybody to speak candidly to the audience about our preparation and working with our community and defining whether or not their beliefs inside the industry and the way things are right now. We know for a fact that as people of color, we have been charged to rebuild our communities and take back a heritage that we have since long lost. And rebuilding pride and integrity within our and to our young people, our young men, taking back the leadership. Mr. Clark represents the 100 black men of Atlanta as well, and we're certainly very, very blessed to have him a part as well as the connectivity to 100 black men because it is the only way that our
are, to my personal opinion, just my personal opinion, that a tribe, a community, a village will survive within the leadership is that our men must take the role of leadership in which they have been placed blatantly into a different role, but they're taking that back, and we certainly hope everyone understands that, you know, construction in terms of it's just a stepping stone, basically. It's about building character, building integrity. I'm very blessed also to have two ministers here sitting at the table at the same time that have expressed a very strong understanding of, and I want to make sure I'm on the right page, of Nehemiah and rebuilding our physical community. One of you all expound on that.
Good point.
This is another hat I wear as Minister Nadine Levy. One of the passions that I've had is in reading through the scriptures on in the book of Nehemiah. It's interesting to see the journey of Nehemiah as he recognizes the desolation and destruction of his hometown, Jerusalem, and which was burned to the ground, and left the people were left desolate, oppressed, and he was given the passion and the vision to go back and rebuild that community. And I think that's part of what the mission, that's part of the reason why I'm so passionate about working with the National Coalition of Women in Construction, because I see the vision of rebuilding, opportunity to rebuild our physical neighborhoods. As a designer, as an architect, I also see the importance that the physical environment has on your psyche, on your expectations, on your dreams, and I understand that that the nature of that physical environment can trap you mentally or free you mentally. So that's my personal passion for it. The other part of it is, along with changing the physical environment, is the passion to change the spiritual and emotional environment, as through the coalition, providing job opportunities for people to work, to get a new pride in ownership, a new pride in what they can accomplish for themselves and their families, to encourage women to have higher paid employment through non-traditional employment. And all of that ties to the psyche. They're then better able to be parents to their children, better able to provide for them, provide assets, provide a legacy for the next generation.
All right. And I wanted to just make sure that Margaret Gardner is inclusive in this. It's something that has been a passion of hers to work within our inner community. Her corporate office is located in Chicago, and her passion to revitalize our community has been one of the ones that have actually continued to drive me and the small body of the coalition in its mission to be inclusive and have people who, men and women, that our young people and men and women in our community, that's attainable and touchable. This is one of the most approachable women you would ever want to ever come in contact with. In terms of her passion, working with youth and stuff, I wanted everyone to kind of share with kind of listen in and let her explain to you why this is so important to her.
Hi, once again, it's just a pleasure to be here and sharing with you this evening. But I don't think I shared in my introduction that I consider myself a little hood rat that grew up in Pittsburgh in public housing. And, you know, if it wasn't for educational programs and programs that reach out to inner city youth to give them choices, I may not be where I am today. And it was because of one of those leaders that came back to the community, into the school system, that said, hey, there's two career paths you can have. You can have one that's in the prison system, or there's one that you can control your own destiny. And I just feel that it's a passion of mine to be able to make that kind of difference in my purpose, because I feel that God put me on this earth for a purpose. Certainly when I was in college, I never felt that my destiny would end up in the construction trades, for I had a different vision. But God takes and God guides you in your life, and sometimes he puts you on a path that you don't understand. But when you're on that path, you just have to ask him for continued guidance, for a light, for a beacon of hope, and to direct you in that path. And I just truly believe that my path is not just to construct buildings. My path is to be able to take and reach back and bring others along, and to be able to make a difference in the communities where I build, to be able to go into those communities and take ex-offenders, to take black men who have the highest unemployment rate, and be able to make a difference and make them, give them an option from dropping a gun and picking up a hammer. And I just believe that in my soul. I believe that in my passion. And every opportunity that I have to make a difference with bricks and mortar, to be able to give an opportunity to work, to take a small subcontractor and be able to give them an opportunity to work on a project they could never have the skills to bid on. To me, that's invaluable to me. And certainly my bottom line, I've not made it, but I know that by doing the right thing and doing the right thing in the community, you guess what? I'm going to be all right, because God is going to direct my path, and he's going to make it all right because I'm doing the right thing, and not because anyone asked me to do it, because I know that my heart is the right thing to do. So that's my passion. And once again, I'm just so honored and humbled to be here with such a distinguished panel of African-Americans with true purpose and true destiny and true commitment to make a difference in every path they choose. And I'm just honored to be here this evening once again. I look forward to coming back, and I just love Madam Karima for what she's doing and taking charge and just pushing me to be here and to open up an office here in Atlanta and do what we do in Chicago and Atlanta. And I'm just honored to be here with all of you all tonight and to be an inspiration for my next generation, because I truly believe that the difference is we don't have third, fourth, second generations. And for my daughter to be here being a student at Spelman College, and certainly she does not come with a spoon in her mouth, certainly not a silver spoon in her mouth, that she understands the value and the importance of work ethic. No one is giving you nothing. You're not entitled to do anything, and no one's entitled to give you anything. You must earn it. You must work for it. You must be tenacious. You must be assertive. You must be on top of your game in this world, because it's not just going to be a black and white economy. This is a global economy for which we all must be prepared. And we can work on this together, but we must keep our eye on the prize to know that we must make a difference in our own communities. And truly, that's the real passion. And I'm just, once again, I just want to just say thank you, Madam Karima, for having me here tonight. And I'm just honored to be here with our distinguished guest. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to let everybody know the show is going to end in about 2 minutes, but I believe in that God gives opportunity, and he shows favor to all of us. And people think that, you know, that we're in a situation right now, and that anything that you desire to do, and this is how we'll close out the show, anything that you desire to do, God will take you through it. If he takes you to it, he'll take you through it. So therefore, I just want to share with you all that that from this day forward, I know we didn't have a couple of shows, but we have been traveling heavily, ensuring that on a national level that the Youth Build Program and that the Youth Build Program and the National Coalition creates alliances strategically with, from the congressional level all the way down to other green institutes. So I want to thank everyone for the show and coming aboard and doing this sporadically. I know this is not our time slot, but I believe in opportunities, and once you get that opportunity, you should merge on it. I'm going to close the show out with Destiny Muhammad.
I am the voice of ancient calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound. sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I am the blessing you seek. Seek my face. I'm all you will ever need.